The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm Gil Gross, and Pamela Gertz-Cavati from HouseLogic.com is joining us again this week. HouseLogic is brought to you by the NAR and features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. Welcome back, Pamela. How are you?
Well, you know, it's a long weekend, Gil, so I'm a happy camper with a big smile on my face. How about you?
Excellent. I am fine, too, although I've got a lot of maintenance to do on a house we're about to sell. And I understand, if we're to give our conversation a theme, that your mind is completely in the gutter.
Well, it is a bit in the gutter this week, because I have some maintenance tips for you and for the listeners, because we know it's a long weekend, so folks may want to be spending time around their house, have some extra time. And so we're going to start at the gutters. We are going to start at the gutters, because this is a very important part of your house.
All right, and a very important part of my bowling game, too. But let's get to the house part of it. Tell me about the gutters.
So the gutters, they're designed to do really just one thing, and that's channel water away from the foundation of your house, which means they're really critical to protecting the structural integrity. So if they get clogged, because maybe, you know, you're skipping that regular maintenance on them, it can lead to sagging, pulling away from the house, creating moisture problems for you at your foundation and all through your house. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is that cleaning your gutters is something most homeowners can do on their own, as long as they don't mind getting on a ladder and getting kind of wet and very dirty, and assuming you don't have an extremely tall house. So, and as I mentioned, routine gutter maintenance can really avoid some big problems down the road. So you want to clean them once a year and twice a year if you live where you have a lot of trees nearby.
And, of course, after big storms that are going to dump a lot of stuff down in them.
Absolutely, because we were talking about those trees, especially leaves and twigs can really get stuck in them. So.
Okay, so for people who say, wow, I can do this myself and save money, they're going, yeah, but how do I do it? So how do they do it?
Okay, pretty easy. First, you want to get a bucket, you want to get some gloves, you need a ladder, and you need a hose. So you're going to get up on the ladder. You want to be real careful about that. And then the first thing you're going to do is clear the muck out of your gutters. That's, you know, the muck, I mean the decaying leaves, the sediment, all the really yucky stuff that can get stuck at the bottom there. Then you want to flush them with a garden hose and make sure they're flowing properly. Now, if that's too yucky a job for you, you prefer to hire someone to do it, you can do that for between $50 and $250, depending on the size of your house.
One of the big problems that I see on gutters, and in fact it has on the house that I live in now, we had to have it remediated, is where they drain, because a lot of gutters just dump the water down off the roof, down right at the foundation, which makes no sense.
Right. That's absolutely right. That is absolutely right. The downspouts from your gutters need to extend several feet from the house, or they're going to dump water exactly at your home's foundation, or worse yet, they can dump it in your basement. So, but, you know, good news here is this is easy to fix, too. Gutter extensions attached to the bottom of the downspout, they're going to dump the water well beyond the foundation. Generally, it's best to have your downspouts extend 4 to 5 feet from the house. And some home inspectors we've talked to tell us that the best kind of extensions are the ones that you're going to screw on because they're most likely to stay in place and not leak. The cost is less than $20 per downspout, and it's a pretty quick job. You know, it's the kind of job you can do it on a weekend and still spend plenty of time in the hammock.
All right, great. So what else can I do on a long summer weekend here?
Okay, you're going to like this because men like this. You get to spend time in your garage.
Yes.
Isn't that exciting? My husband loves the garage.
I do too.
But you have to do some work while you're out there. You have to clean your garage floor. How about that one? It's a good thing to do once a year.
No, I go to the garage to hide from cleaning.
To hide from cleaning. Well, I'm sorry.
Why I go from there.
But I'm putting cleaning it on your honey-do list. So you have to get out there because you have all that from the winter, too. If you live in areas where you get snow and stuff, you have a lot of road salt that builds up in there, auto fluid stains, and some of the things can be slip hazards. So you want to give it a good hosing down once a year. You also want to look for any like trip hazards, like crumbling concrete. If your concrete's separated more than a quarter inch or so, that's a trip hazard. So you might want to try a do-it-yourself patch with a $5 concrete mix from your local hardware store. You just want to keep in mind that patched concrete often doesn't adhere to the original slab, especially if you're putting it in an area where a car is going to pass over it, you know, over and over.
Yeah.
So you might need to get a licensed contractor to come out, give you an estimate on replacing the whole slab, which is typically going to cost you about $5 per square feet.
All right. As long as I'm in the garage, now that I've cleaned it up, what else can I do there?
See, you like it in there. I was right. You don't want to come out, right?
Get a TV in there, have the ball game on.
A Barco Lounger, you're all set. Man cave, turn it into a man cave.
Do, watch my son change the oil in my car, all that good stuff. So what else can
nice.
I do there?
Built-in helper.
Yeah, it is.
So you can do a DIY inspection of the garage walls inside and out and the foundation for moisture and for cracks. And this one, it's a good idea to do twice a year. If you notice any discoloration or mold, it means that moisture is seeping in from the roof or the walls. And you're going to want to call a building or roofing contractor for an inspection and to get some repair estimates. Mm-hmm. If you see a wall or a foundation crack smaller than a quarter inch wide, that isn't caused by water damage, that's typically harmless. But anything larger than that, anything larger than basically a hairline crack, is something to be concerned about. You also want to check to see if your garage ceiling is level or if one side of your ceiling appears to be a little lower than the other, because that could be a sign that the foundation or the footing may have settled on you. So how do you check to see if it's level? Well, gosh, you use a level. That was easy. But so then you want to, if it's not level, if that little ball isn't where it's supposed to be on the level, you need to get an expert opinion to determine if you need to take some action, because you could have some structural issues going on. The best thing to do is call a structural engineer. They're going to charge you about $200 to $300 per hour to take a look and see what's really going on for you, but they won't hype potential problems to get the repair work. You know, they're not going to tell you stuff is there that it's not.
This is all great help and will keep us busy on those long weekends, but this is actually good. It helps us maintain the house and maintain parts of the house that really give us a lot of enjoyment during the upcoming summer. Pamela Gertz-Kabati from HouseLogic.com. Thank you so much. I take it we can find more about all of this at HouseLogic.
Yes, we have a bunch more information at HouseLogic.com. All kinds of things about maintenance for different types of decks, vinyls, composite. And we have a great project finder, good to use on the weekend. You can put in how much time you want to spend, how much money you want to spend, and you'll get back some great project ideas.
Pamela Gertz-Kabati from HouseLogic.com. Thank you so much, as always, for being with us.
Thank you, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.